Hey, everybody, you're listening to episode 37 of the Oh Mama
and Daddy
podcast. Still the same name.
That's right.
But still the same greatness. We're going to change our name.
Same great taste.
2024, new name.
Sure.
New look.
Sure.
New logo.
Sure.
New us.
Sure.
New year, new us.
Slay.
Let's just finish out this year as Oh Mama and Daddy, you know? It's not so bad.
Oh mama, baby. Oh daddy, too. Two adults, two point of view. Four children, plenty of stress. Life is beautiful, but also a mess. We on the couch with a couple bottles of wine. Y'all could just figure it out. But if you like us at the end of a hard day, it feels good to sit back and press play. Giving it good, we're giving it great.
Are you okay?
Yeah, my neck is killing me. I'm just going to go like this.
Ooh, yeah. Get down, Daddy.
I will.
Hey, so I'm Libby, and this is my husband, Nick.
Yo.
We are a blended family. We live in Virginia. We've got four kids. I was previously an engineer and in film and television, which has led me to, of course, doing a podcast with my husband. The best of all worlds.
Do you find when you say that you are in film and television that like people don't know what that means?
I worked behind the camera as a grunt doing whatever was required, mostly on commercials. It was not glamorous.
Do you think when you tell people that you were in film and television, don't they just assume that you were in front of the camera?
No, I don't think so. Otherwise, I'd be like, oh, what have you been in? And nobody ever asks me that.
But I don't think the East Coast has that instinct. To ask, what have you been in? What would I notice you in? I don't know. It's just interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it all goes back to nobody else cares about you. Like, they're not interested. Like, nobody's asking the questions, right? Like, you are most interested in yourself.
Yeah.
But no, I truly, like, when I was applying for jobs.
But like, you don't say, like, TV and film production.
That's what I should say. I mean, that's what was on my resume previously.
Interesting.
It said production. It wasn't just like film and TV.
I was in film and TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
you may have seen me in Mission Impossible, Last Comic Standing. Yeah. I don't think anybody thought I was up there cracking jokes. Although now, do you think I could do stand-up comedy? A lot of podcasters I listen to dabble or do stand-up comedy. And I'm like, could I?
Well, I don't think it's
should
I? I don't think it's stand-up comedy as much as it's just like a performance. Like, I think,
like, whatever. There's different flavors.
It's not funny. Like,
oh, you're talking about my podcaster Claudia.
The couple I've seen have been literally just like the podcast in person, basically.
Yeah, it's true,
and it's not necessarily funny. Like, you're not listening to that podcast as like, oh my god, this is funny.
So, are we a comedy podcast? Because they are, and that's what I strive to be. Did you know we were in the comedy category?
Whoa. No. I mean, I don't know. Like,
we're also in like the parenting category.
Yeah, like, okay.
But
so
I don't really feel like anybody's tuning into us.
I'm going to age myself. Do you think that like Live with Regis and Kelly was a comedy show?
Yes, I think it was a comedic talk show. But no. I don't know. I mean, is Jimmy Fallon a comedy show or is it a talk show?
Jimmy Fallon is a comic who took over a late night variety program.
So are you comparing us to Regis and Kelly? Because
I think I'm pulling on the notion that we are a comedy podcast. Like, I don't.
Well, it's to differentiate you from like, hey, if you're looking into parenting,
yeah,
like
we're not,
I'll just assume you're educating you.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
A lot of podcasts are educating people. Podcast. You know me, my New England accent that always pops out from here and there.
That is not even close.
That's my New England accent, remember? We talked about that last time. I know it's been several weeks. It has been hard to be a weekly podcaster lately.
You sound so Southern right now.
I know, honey.
So why'd you say New England?
Because that was the joke last time. You did a New England accent, and then I tried, and you go, what was that? You sounded like Tiana from Princess and the Frog.
Oh, wow.
I should have you
re-listen
to
our
previous episode before we record the next one, since we do them like once a month now.
Yeah, we need continuity. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, like you can't remember. Yeah. Although I can't remember yesterday, so what am I talking about?
I don't
it's
know.
Just that I listen to our podcast episodes like five times before I release it.
Got it.
So I have them memorized.
You actually just slip into your Eric Cartman voice is how I think about
it. What? How dare you?
You just said
I was Southern, not Canadian. Wait, is he Canadian?
No, they're
or
from Colorado.
Well, that's confusing.
Not really.
I always thought they were Canadian.
Eric Cartman is a unique...
Because they're always in the snow.
It's not about his geography. It's about unique cartoon character voice.
Okay, you're just bringing him up because I mentioned him on our first date.
I'm bringing him up because you said Pinky.
I'm not fat. I'm big boned.
I'm not fat. Anyway, don't tell me why I'm bringing things up.
Wow, why don't kids watch South Park anymore?
They do.
Do they?
I think so.
I never hear anybody talking about it except for us.
Oh, and all your kid interactions?
I got like, some young coworkers.
What?
I have some young coworkers.
Okay.
They don't mention it.
I mean, it's still a pretty, like, indecent program.
I know. I always never know, like, when people ask what shows or books you like or even podcasts at work, I'm like, oh, I got to give this, like, a PG rating, you know? I can't. Even our podcast, I'm kind of like,
have you guys read The Da Vinci Code?
Yeah.
Heard that's pretty good, clean fun.
One day I said I liked, we were watching Sex and the City, which was like my first time, you know, as a 35-year-old. I'd given birth. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm watching Sex and the City. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I just like said sex out loud at work or like wrote in the Slack. And then I like literally obsessed about it for the rest of the day.
Yeah, we do this interesting thing at work where we, once a month, we get like three or four of our folks and we do this thing where it's like a baseball card of questions because we're virtual, like get to know something about them professionally,
yeah.
Personally, whatever. And
my team asked me to do that in December.
Yeah. One of the questions is like, what show are you binging? And I put that question on there because I'm uniquely interested in like, what are people watching? But sometimes it's like, you know, one of them was like, Gang Wars, you know, or whatever. You're just like, oh, okay. So like, I see you now, like Clarissa.
That tells me so much.
Yeah, and it's usually the person you
Clarissa
don't accept.
Clarissa explains it all.
Yeah, well, that was another show.
I get it. You were doing a paradox. Like, Annie's watching Gang Wars.
I don't think you're using that.
Probably
correctly.
Not. A juxtaposition.
That's
somebody
closer.
Somebody you wouldn't expect to be watching it.
That's closer. It's not a paradox.
When you said Clarissa, I was just like, Clarissa explains it all, which was confusing me with when she was the witch, the teenage witch, Sabrina.
Yeah.
Like, I think for a second I thought Clarissa was a teenage witch.
I hate that actress.
Melissa Joan Hart?
Yes.
I mean, she killed it for like 4 years.
She go to the Hallmark Channel?
Probably.
Like that's where she landed.
She probably did. And
she's
she did
terrible.
Have a show recently.
I feel like I saw her on the PBS 4th of July
Joey
celebration.
Lawrence.
Feels like that's her sphere of influence
what?
Now.
What is it?
The 4th of July celebration on PBS, that's her.
Oh, at the National Mall.
I feel like that's where she'll...
Like, in D.C.
That's her peak right now, yeah.
Oh, probably. I mean, that's like a big gig. I mean, you would do it if they asked you.
I don't know that I would.
Oh, please. I would make you, and I would come too as your co-host.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. It's Mommy and Daddy here.
you might know us from our pancakes.
Is that the word you're saying? Were you saying podcast or pancakes earlier for Cartman?
Podcast.
Oh, I thought you were saying
that's
pancakes.
What you said. You were like, I hope you listen to our pancakes. Pancakes. What is wrong with you? He talks about cheesy poofs.
I thought he was like, no, Mom, I don't want any more pancakes.
Maybe,
I said that on our first date, I'm pretty sure.
No. Happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day. Oh, look at that cute kid.
Oh, yeah. We've installed on the new iPhone, whatchamadoodle.
The new iPhone. Just our iPhone. It's a new feature that our daughter discovered.
Yeah, well, whatever. The kids are doing things on our phones. And now our
Thank
wallpaper
goodness.
Rotates amongst basically pictures of our family, which is very interesting. So most of the times it's cute pictures of our kids.
We can't be bothered with scrolling back to... Previous years.
No. But
it's a lot of scrolling.
It is interesting, the whole notion that we take all these pictures.
And we never look at them.
We don't actually do anything with them.
Yeah.
Now, I, the other day, printed out about 58 of them.
58? More like 500.
Okay.
I came home with a stack that looked like he printed every picture in his camera roll at Walgreens, no less.
I'm sorry. I love my family.
Which is really sweet.
Like, I bought a Halloween costume and wore it with Valley for like 8 minutes. Now, yeah. I get it. That's my choice. I'm not saying. But like, we did that for the photo.
Totally.
You know, you did it
even
for like.
We went to Target and tried on costumes and you took pictures and you were like, that was 80% of the Halloween fun.
Exactly.
Right there.
It is literally like, forget
no need to even buy.
Trick or treating. We could do it all at Target. We could literally go there, put costumes on, get in front of strangers, look silly, take pictures, and then get a bag of candy. You can do that all at Target. If you use your Target card, you get 5% off.
That's Target for you.
I mean, you could literally have the whole experience. You could probably even have a better experience.
Probably.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be cold.
No, you wouldn't
and
be cold.
It would be bright. And you wouldn't
be worried
about getting run over by a car, you know?
That's right. That's right.
So we had Halloween. Nick had multiple costumes because he's so in demand in the family to have partner costume with. It was me versus my daughter. My daughter first requested / demanded that he be her horse to go with her cowgirl. We got her cowboy boots and a hat from Target. And
you invested quite a bit. For someone who doesn't like to buy Halloween costumes.
Oh, no, I hate.
You invested quite a bit in her Halloween costume this year. You bought the hat. You bought her a pair of boots.
Yeah, and then for me, like, I don't like buying costumes. So I was kind of like, just delay, delay, delay.
Well, procrastination is your superpower.
That is my superpower. Yeah. And I wasn't sure what to do. And I asked people at work, like, do you have any ideas for costumes? And they were like, oh. I thought you were going to be Barbie and Ken or Travis and Taylor. And then I was like, ooh, Barbie and Ken sounded harder, you know?
No, there were lots of Barbies and Ken.
And then Travis and Taylor, I was like, yes. And plus, I just, you know, I'm in my Taylor era. Like, I've left my Barbie era.
I think we've done a pretty good job with adult costumes, actually.
I think we did great. So I got Nick, like, a Travis Kelce t-shirt. It was even on sale on, like, the Kansas City Chiefs website. And I got a kid zip-up hoodie that was supposed to look like a bomber jacket that was, like, gold and red. It's really too bad that Kansas City has the worst colors, like red and gold. Blech.
Red
so
and yellow.
So I did not
want
to buy anything.
It's not gold. It's yellow.
Like,
I mean, they're
nice.
Not terrible colors.
Yeah, but if it had been, like, a pretty color, like, dark green and white, like the Eagles, I could have bought, like, a nice jacket and worn it again, but I definitely wasn't going to for red and gold. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I've got standards. Like, and if it was Miami colors, heck yeah. Because like every week, Nick
you
has
mean
a
like
fancy
white?
Miami jersey
white?
Show up.
Oh, you mean Miami soccer?
Yeah.
Got it.
Like pink, white, black.
The Dolphins are pretty good. They got orange and green and white.
Yeah. So I wore that. I made a bunch of friendship bracelets. I tried to curl my hair to make it look good. It wasn't great. I was going to wear a skirt, but then it turned cold. So I just wore jeans and like leopard shoes. And one of my coworkers was like, he turned to me, he's like not into Halloween at all. And he goes, so what are you, just like a Kansas City Chiefs fan? And I'm like, come on, I'm
Britney Spears.
I thought I said I was like Taylor. And he goes, oh, so you're like Britney Mahomes? And I was like, no.
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough. I on the other
you're
hand.
Killing me.
People knew exactly who I was.
Well, that's because your shirt literally said Kelce.
Well, no.
It was clear when we were together.
I shaved so only my mustache remained, which was both embarrassing and glorious. People could tell by my physique, you know.
Yeah, like, but really, yeah, it was a dead giveaway.
It was really, really that.
Nick bought football pants and pads.
Yeah,
but
I
the
did.
Pads are like falling down underneath your t-shirt,
that's
like
right.
a hunchback.
Yeah.
And I started laughing.
I bought some,
you really got your feelings hurt.
I bought some peewee pads. which for those who don't know, like, you know, there's very... They're designed for 9 and 10 year olds. Yeah. They're just sitting
do
on top of your shoulders.
Do they attach to anything?
They attach across a chest plate for 9 year olds, but like not my svelte body
you
mass.
You want svelte, you want stocky.
Anyway,
bulky? Thick.
Yeah, it was ridiculous what I wore, but I wore it to the office. So
it was awesome. It was much more climatic to go to your building and walk around together. Like your whole team was there. Like I feel like they were just like I feel like we had an audience. We were like, thank you, thank you, thank you. And they were clapping for us. And then my favorite part was they were like, let's get a picture. And then like your coworker was like taking it with her phone. We're like, no, our phone. We don't what? And then they go, So are your kids gonna like be in on the outfit? And you're like, nobody else is going to think that's funny, but you were like, no, Travis and Taylor don't have kids, so we're trying to keep the dream alive. And that made me laugh so hard. I'm not even sure, like, your coworker understood. Excuse us while Nick cracks open another beer at 10 a.m.
Happy Veterans Day. I'm trying to stay in character.
Yeah. Then we went over to my building and nobody was there. And we were just like walking back and forth. I'm like, where are the people to applaud us and praise us for our awesome costume and how cute we are?
Well, wearing a costume to work, regardless of what it is always a bit of a gamble.
The last time we did it was Zach and Kelly.
It's true. We did it for Zach and Kelly. But like, it's always a little bit of a gamble.
Way more gamble for you. You were wearing those tight white football pants.
That was great. There's pads on the butt in those things. I found padding in places I didn't know. I just didn't know. It was quite
nice and cushy.
I'd sit down and just, ooh, hey there. Hey, ho, ha.
Maybe I should wear these more often.
The mustache, though, was the thing I think most people reacted to as like, what is that? What are you doing? Get rid of that.
Gosh, I liked it. And I actually feel like I hardly ever even notice your mustache. Maybe I don't like look at your face, but I feel like you always have facial hair, like stubble. It's not like the mushroom was like soup mushroom. It's not like your mushroom.
Yeah.
It was super thick. So, but then when you pointed it out to me, I was like, that's hot. You should keep it. But you were like, no, all my coworkers.
It wasn't just my coworkers.
So
it was
take it off.
Like to a T, everybody was like, what are you doing? That looks not great.
Who else besides me matters?
That's reasonable perspective. I think none of us want to walk around feeling like they are, especially with something like it's one thing if I felt strongly about it that I'm like, I like it, I want it. But like, I don't think any of us want to be doing something.
You matter.
Yeah, I think I matter. To a T, everybody's like, what is that on your lip? What are you doing? Like, and I think you're right. Like,
somebody actually said, what is that on your lip?
Maybe. I mean, I think we've talked about this before. Like, I don't have the ability to go full COVID, like beard or whatever. But I do.
You don't grow enough facial hair,
right? And I'm a guy that like I can go scraggly and I don't look terrible. But like you know, like neither one of these things can stand alone. Like I don't have a full beard. I can't have a goatee. None of them look.
I thought you
good.
Did have a goatee. If you shave on the sides, it's the sides
yeah,
that are patchy.
It's just still not great. Like it's not full. It's not a great look. I my whole thing is to look a little scraggly, I guess. And because of the fact that it doesn't grow overnight, I can usually go a week or so before I have to shave. And usually you're the one to remind me, like, hey, you should shave.
Yeah, I just go up to him and I go,
So anyway, I think Travis Kelce did okay. The horse costume never got back on. Thankfully, I was off on the hook then. But then, yeah, we had a good time trick-or-treating our little guy. Who's 5, going on 6.
Or a 12-month-old costume. It was so
it's ridiculous.
Cute.
But he,
it's the first costume he's ever worn or been into.
Well, I would say, yeah, he's worn one every year, but I think it's the first time he really was like, well, even last year he was okay, but like this was definitely his first Halloween where he was like, I'm in. I mean, he was like running from house to house. I mean, he was in pure Halloween, you know?
Yeah.
Let's
set the picture. Like he's 5 years old. And he got a 12-month baby dinosaur costume.
That's right.
And I think it's supposed to like cover your whole body or like come down to your, you know, ankles.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much a sack.
Yeah. So he basically had it came like tight around his belly, like above his belly. And then like the dinosaur tail was sticking out of like the middle of his back.
Yeah.
But somehow with our big heads, our big noggins, the dinosaur head still fit his head, which must mean it was just like totally missized. It never would have fit a baby. And it was just so ridiculously cute. And of course, the sleeves are too short, but he loved it. And like, even getting it on him, like I'm surprised you didn't pull his shoulder out of socket. Like you were just like stuffing his body into that tiny little sack. But it was so cute. It really, really was. Another way we crushed Halloween was we hosted some more Fest 2023, baby.
You sure did.
Yeah. I'm making it seem like so much bigger than it was. Other families do this all the time, but we basically let our kids invite over a couple of friends each at the same time.
At the same time.
At the same time, which is basically like hosting a holiday party. So I've already said I'm not hosting
the equivalent of a birthday party, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But just
we gotta
like
host
off
an
the
open
cuff.
House.
What?
We gotta host a holiday party here.
Oh, I'm so tired. I can't.
What?
I'm tired.
It's like a month from now. It's the
I
only
can't.
We have the opportunity to establish like neighborhood rhythm. We could be the holiday open house every year. And then that way you don't have to bitch and moan about having to set up personal plans with everybody. At a minimum, you will have a touch point.
I would never bitch and moan about such a thing. No.
I think it's a really good thing to do, especially at a time of year where everybody's indoors and like you don't see anybody or whatever. And I think it's a really good, like, get out in front of it now, set a date.
No.
Invite people over. We had a really good time last time.
No, it was everybody traumatic.
It was what?
Traumatic.
It wasn't. We didn't even have to do that much. I mean, we think about it. We bought a bunch of food. We still have some crackers left over. But like everybody, there was a ton of people here. Everybody had fun. The kids entertained themselves.
I need a break.
A break from what?
Hosting.
Hosting what? We haven't hosted anything.
Some more of us.
All hosted.
Our children.
All hosted then. It'll be great.
I can't.
You can't what?
Do it.
Do what?
Host a holiday party for 100 people again.
100 people, come on.
It was a lot.
I think it'd be great.
Nobody else is doing it. Because it is a lot of work.
Was it?
Yes. Why aren't our other neighbors hosting holiday parties?
Probably because they just don't want a bunch of people in their house.
Yes, because that takes work. You got to clean. I was like scrubbing windows and dusting and vacuuming.
So was I. I love that stuff. I mean, that's the investment for the community.
Yeah.
You want everything to be easy. Like, nothing's easy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I would suggest we do it.
I think the neighborhood should rotate. Like, it's somebody else's turn this year. And like, we just pass the baton, you know? Like, we started a good thing.
I had a boss who was from Georgia, and every year he hosted a New Year's Day open house, which is kind of a Southern tradition. You get like black eyed peas and you kind of just, all you're doing is just wishing people a happy new year. And some years it was like well attended, other years it wasn't. And it was all day. Like people were kind of come in, come out type of deal. And, I went, it was kind of thing where like, I like the guy. I looked up to the guy, but like, you know, I was in my 20s. He was in his 40s, 50s. And we were
older guy.
We're in very different stations of life. But he invited me. And so you're like, I guess I'm going to my boss's. I mean, it was just very, you know, and it was very open. It was very welcoming. His kids were there. And anyway, it was just.
So it made an impact on you.
I think it showed me. Yeah. I mean, and he did it every year. And so I think there was some like power in that tradition.
You do like tradition.
I think, yes.
You're a sucker for it.
I don't know about a sucker for it. I don't think I'm to the point where like, you know, some people get in a rut on tradition where it's like, we have to do it even though it's miserable. Like, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like, you know,
things, I'll think about it.
Sometimes things can get easier when you know they're going to happen. You can mentally prepare for them. It becomes less work over time because you're like, I know how this goes. Like, I know there's going to be people that come. Whatever.
Back to some more fast.
Sorry.
We hosted what? 6 other kids?
No. It was like 10 kids or something.
Plus ours.
Sure. There was kids here.
Yeah. And it was actually so easy. We just ordered pizza.
Yeah.
And did a bonfire outside. Bought some s'more stuff and let them run amok. Outside and inside, and they like mingled and they separated into their own groups. I think our son played Nintendo for a while, but everybody was so happy and it felt like we didn't have to do hardly anything, you know? I mean, we made some chit chat with some parents that stayed for a minute, but otherwise I didn't feel like, oh my gosh, my house has to be spotless or put together, you know, because no eyes were focused on that. So I really like hosting kids. That's the short story.
Yeah, I mean, the night wasn't completely without work, but like...
I mean, we did have to stop the kids from burning down the house.
But yeah, I mean, I had to make a fire. I had to do the s'more oversight. I had to go buy the s'more materials. I had to order the pizza. I had to, you know, but yes, it was.
I was getting sick that night. I cleaned everything. All I wanted to do was like go to sleep at 8 o'clock.
I know.
And I was like, I don't know if I can make it. And you were like, it's just 30 more minutes. And I was like, I can't do it. I have to go take a hot shower. And it, one thing that I thought was funny is, you know, so for our daughter who goes to school like across the city, like we hadn't met her friends' parents, and they just like dropped their kids off on the road and like kept driving. I was like out on the porch like, wait, are you gonna come meet me? Like, who are you? You don't even know me. I thought that was like kind of funny.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, I was like, you know, because I know the kids are getting older, but I'm still operating like I'm not gonna drop my kid off at some stranger's house. Like, I'm at least gonna go up there and like check you out. Like, are you sus? Did I use that word right? Or are you not sus? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how those parents.
I guess they're banking on their kid's own, like they're assuming like if your kid is not sus and the parents are not sus and they're trusting their kid's judgment.
Yeah, I mean, I think we were doing the same thing. We invited a bunch of kids over here. We had no idea who they were, and like,
yeah,
and
but like, we're adults.
I know.
They're
children. My point is like you don't know what you're going to get, and you do have that like assumption based on your own kid's judgment.
It was a success. Like, we are awesome, basically. It felt really good. Because, you know, you mentioned it, you likened to a birthday party. Birthday parties are, like, 2/3 of the children are crying at birthday parties of our kids. So, like, it was better than a birthday party.
Yeah.
Like, everybody was happy. It was really great.
It was good. It was good. It was so, like, so stark to how I grew up. Like, it was just, like, I never experienced anything like that.
Yeah.
And my parents were not, you know, in like, it just wasn't that intentional. I was never kind of, yeah. So it was just.
I mean, you had birthday parties.
Yeah.
Because I know, because you forgot to pass out your movie tickets.
No.
No?
You're muddling stories. But,
oh.
Yeah.
I thought you had a birthday party and it was going to be at the movie theater and you were supposed to pass out movie tickets to kids and you didn't.
No, I had a birthday party in third grade at the Ground Round. I'm in third grade.
What's the Ground Round?
It's a restaurant in Manassas. And I didn't hand out birthday invitations, so nobody came.
Is that because you were embarrassed about the party?
No, I think I forgot. And then they were in the bottom of my backpack, and then I never did it. I don't remember why I didn't
Was it not until you got to the restaurant that you told your parents?
It wasn't until after that. I literally...
So, nobody shut up, and your parents felt so sorry for you?
I don't know how they felt,
Were you like, you should take me to the mall and buy me extra presents, Mom?
No, I was like, I don't know why no one's coming. I don't know. Like,
did you remember or were you bluffing?
No, yeah, I knew.
Oh, you knew.
Yeah,
you
just lied. Yeah. And then later on, my mom found the invitations in the bottom of my
bag. Oh, you didn't even hide the evidence. You didn't even cover up your tracks.
I don't think so. So that was the Ground Round.
I mean, give me an equivalent because I don't know what the Ground Round is. Like, is it like an Applebee's? Is it fancier?
It's not fancy. I mean, I guess Applebee's is a decent equivalent. It was not.
Okay, so like, come on, 9-year-olds
doesn't
have
exist
dinner
anymore.
At Applebee's for...
Is 9 third grade? I mean, I feel like I was pretty young. It felt like a big burden to put the invites on me in third grade, but it was a different
it's hard
time.
To track people down, you know?
Especially back then. There's no email, no text.
I feel like they did share mailing addresses more commonly back then. Now
I think
like
it was pretty usual that you bring your invitations in as well. I think maybe I was just nervous about doing that in front of the class. Who knows what I was thinking. And then there was a separate birthday party I had where we were already there to go see, I think it was like 5 or 6 of my buddies to go see Cool Runnings was the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And then I lost the tickets prior to the movie, so then my parents had to rebuy the tickets.
Was that in a span of like 5 minutes?
We were at the mall. We like went to the arcade. Like, I lost them.
So your parents like dropped you off at the mall, bought the tickets, and it was like,
I don't know. Maybe they're sitting in the food court.
Why did you buy the tickets so early? That's what I'm trying to understand.
Well, back in the day, that was what you did. Like, you're like, we're going to the 2 o'clock show, so you bought your tickets, so you had them.
Oh, I never did that. But again, procrastinate, delay. I wait till the last minute to do things. So.
I guess so. But I mean, if you were having a party, it stands to reason that you would like secure
Make
your
sure
tickets.
Everybody gets a ticket.
Yeah, you've got to buy.
I mean,
tickets.
If it was opening weekend of Cool Runnings, then
it may have been.
I guess
it was
you
a big,
would.
John Candy was a big deal.
John Candy, he was a coach. Yeah. You should watch that.
Have you ever seen this movie?
Well, I have, but I don't remember them the way you do.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're doing that thing you
rewatching. It's not as great as I remember it, but I do remember that moment. Like, we literally walked up, and I remember this, like, pimple-faced kid being like, do you have your tickets? And I remember being like,
I mean, that's like nothing has changed, baby.
Yeah,
30 years later, you're the exact same. You're like checking all your pockets, like sweating, like, where is it?
Yeah.
Like every ticketed experience you've ever had.
Well, like, I feel like a couple podcasts ago, I talked about the best weekend ever where Alan, me, and Zig went to Pittsburgh and to watch those games. And I like lost the tickets that we had bought weeks earlier.
Of course you had. Why do people trust you?
We ended up buying them
things?
At the door. I don't know.
How
the best part is they were in my
ring?
Glove box.
How did you not lose my wedding ring?
Well, like, that was basically...
Is that because you bought it the same day you proposed, basically? Obviously, I don't love you more because you got me a nice ring, but it doesn't hurt, you know? Like, it doesn't hurt. You gotta take better care of my ring. I need to go get it cleaned.
Yeah. The wild part is you make me do that.
Yeah, that's your... lifetime gift to me of
yeah,
this ring.
I'm like Gollum.
I'm
sorry. I just stand in the cave.
By making him do it, he means he takes it off my finger, walks 10 steps into the jewelry store where they clean it, and then he brings it back to me.
I have to drive there first.
So
I have to drive there
first. I'm usually with you, begging you to stop so I can take care of my beautiful ring.
Life is so hard for you.
The other thing I wanted to just mention about Halloween and my... It just highlighted my love of talking to kids. Like, kids are fun, okay? And I answered the door at the end of the night to, like, give out candy. And I think somebody asked me who I was, and I was like, I'm Taylor Swift. And they're like, I love Taylor Swift. And I was like, ah, me too. And you were just in the background, like, rolling your eyes. Like, I'm like, girl, I love Taylor Swift. You want to come in and chat about how much we love her? Like, I can just... get on with the kids. But that is the amazing thing about Taylor Swift is she binds us all together, brings us all together, all of humanity, really. Young, old, all colors, all nations.
I think the word bind
what's the wrong word?
Doesn't
Bonds,
feel like a...
Bands?
Doesn't feel like something you choose to have happen to you.
She brings us all together.
That's better.
Yeah. Common ground. So I have common ground now with children. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Kudos to pop stars for bringing together millions of people.
Why don't you like chatting with kids? Or do you?
I like my kids.
Yeah.
The rest of these fuckers, screw them. No, I mean, look, I'm a fucking, like...
I tell you what, though.
Borderline full-time soccer coach. Like,
no, you are. You love it. Breaking news. Taylor Swift saying Labyrinth. Oh, no, I'm falling in love again. In South America at her concert, which means, you know, she's in love with Travis. I just didn't know. I wanted to get ahead of you getting the People News alert on your phone. You're welcome. Yep. Do you think they're in love?
I don't give a shit.
Hey, you're not on the microphone.
I don't give a shit. What do you mean? Do I think they're in love?
Honey.
How could I have a...
Taylor
how could
Swift
I possibly
is
have an
my
opinion?
Era. You have to give a shit. I'm sorry. It's part of the job of being my husband.
No. Like, I don't understand. I really don't. Like, it's
one
thing.
It would be like if you asked me about Tom Brady's career move and I was like, I don't give a shit. Wouldn't that be so insulting?
First of all.
Yes.
Like, career move or any kind of other, like, non-emotional topic. Like, oh, do I think that'll be good? Like, I can separate that completely.
We are whole people, honey, with business moves, emotional moves,
I know.
Hearts, brains.
But like that'd be like
I care about the whole person, you know?
Fundamentally,
it's just the kind of person I am.
Falling in love with someone is not a choice.
What? Yes, it is. Literally, love is a choice. You just couldn't help yourself falling in love? You were like, the look on your face right now, you're like... having some epiphany or like deep thoughts. So you think you don't have a choice in falling in love.
Right.
But you have a choice in choosing to love like long term, or where does choice come in? This is such a
It's not that complicated. Like I think this is the reason why you can like love a lot of people, but they're not your person. There could be people that like, you know, you're like, wow, you're really great, but like, I don't know, you like riding motorcycles and doing heroin. That's not for me. We don't share the values. We don't share that, but you're a great person.
And you're in love with them. What are we talking about right now?
I guess I'm just, what I was trying to back.
How many people have you been in love with?
At least two. I think the thing I was trying to back into was, I don't know why I would have an opinion on whether or not it's appropriate or good or bad or whatever for Taylor Swift.
Because that's what we do with celebrities, some pop culture people. We talk about them like they're our friends, and we can have an opinion or should.
But even with my friends, do you think, like, if someone was like, Flav's in love, is that okay? I'd be like, I don't know.
Okay, I yes, didn't say of it was okay.
What'd you say?
I don't remember. I thought I would have asked, like, what do you think about that? Do you think they are falling in love? Will they go the distance? Are you excited about this relationship? I saw in another.
I interpreted the question as like
that the beefcake is back, which is good for you, baby, because you're a beefcake.
The beefcake is back. What's that?
Yeah, like out with the like thin hipster moody guy, and in with like the athlete beefcake. Like that's the hot guy now.
Oh, I feel like I am this scrawny little moody guy. Don't laugh so quickly. Snort so quickly. I guess my point is like...
What is your point?
It's one thing to talk about, like, hey, do you think Taylor and Travis are going to run the distance or whatever?
I thought that's what I asked.
No, I think when you start to venture into they're in love, like, the fact that that's a news clip that's blasting across our phone to me is crazy. Like, that's presenting love as if it's a factual thing that can be reported on. They're in love.
I mean, you reported that to me 2 weeks after meeting me. You reported, I love you.
What are you doing then?
I'm looking for other exciting news stories on page six, and there aren't any.
I can tell you there's some Justin Timberlake stories on
page six. I know, you seem eager to talk about him.
I'm very conflicted about
Justin Timberlake. Bye. Bye, Justin.
I feel bad for Justin.
You don't need to come back.
I feel bad. Poor guy. All this goes down. Do you think that she released this book and all this stuff because she knew that Trolls was coming?
Just a mess.
She wanted to submarine Trolls. Which, by the way, nobody knew Trolls was coming. Like, it's like kind of secretly happening in the background.
I love how we Trolls were like, 3. What? Barf. And then all our kids were like, that looks great. We're like, what?
Yeah, we're like Trolls.
Don't you know Justin Timberlake sucks?
Well, I wasn't angry at the Justin Timberlake.
I can't even support Backstreet Boys. I've got nobody. Okay, Nick, are you ready to wrap up with favorites and some not-so-favorites?
I'm a big fan of wrapping it up.
All right, let's do it. I'll go first. So, one, I found an amazing new dry shampoo by Vegamore. I had, for the last year at least, I have been using, like, just a squirty powder dry shampoo because I thought the aerosol kind was like bad for your body and bad for the environment. And those squirty powder ones suck. Like, Nick, look at me. It's like literally like dropping flour or baking soda on your scalp and you try to like rub it in, but it never works. So I just looked like I had a white powdery head all the time and it like barely soaked up anything. It was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. And then I was on the Sephora sale and saw that Vegamore said like, hey, it's clean at Sephora and like the aerosol is safe for the environment, which I'm assuming is safe for me to breathe in. And so I got it and hallelujah, back to spray dry shampoo. It's like a miracle. Like I spray it and it's white and then it like all on its own, it absorbs into my hair and gives me body. And it is just so amazing. I'm just so happy to not have that crappy powder dry shampoo. So try it out. I also got on the Sephora sale, the Westman Atelier, like foundation drops or complexion drops. And I got the like enhancer booster in the peach. And I even got two colors, which is crazy. That's a lot of money, but it's really pretty. And I feel like my other makeup had been old and I wanted to get rid of it. And Westman Atelier is clean and supposed to be good for your skin as well. So I'll keep you posted there. I love that Jacob loves Taylor Swift. We were listening to the Head and the Heart album, Nick. And he goes, I thought we were listening to Taylor. Or, is this Taylor? And I go, no, this isn't Taylor. This is Head and the Heart, who I thought he loved them. And he goes, I want to listen to Taylor. And I'm like, your wish is my command, you little smart genius, you. I love the new 1989 Vault tracks. Say Don't Go and Is It Over Now? And oh, by the way, when is my album coming, baby?
I don't know. Good question. We should
I'm
check.
Not loving the shipping from the TaylorSwift.com website. I'm also loving Mistletoe Hanging from the Door. That really should be on your favorites list, honey. I'm so romantical. And I'm loving my reindeer like sock slippers from Target. They're not, they're like, you know, they're like not socks, but they're not really like a hard slipper. So I call them slipper socks. And the reindeer little antlers are plaid and they stick off the, you know, they're like 3D and that has like a cute little face and eyes. They're so cute. They have other animals and I kind of want them all. And then my like not favorites of the week are I cannot get through my last book. So I'm on the fifth book of the Court of Thorns and Roses series and I am just over it. And I'm also reading The Fourth Wing, which is like a similar vein of like romantic fantasy. And I'm just bored of this genre. And I'm like annoyed at myself for buying a second book in another series. So I think I need like a brand new book. I don't know if I should read Lessons in Chemistry or just something like more murder mystery or something more intelligent. Like, would love some book recommendations. And then also, a note to the daily robocalls via the phone and the school app telling me that my son has racked up $13 in debt at the school cafeteria. And no to our five-year-old buying school lunch without telling us after we send him packed lunches. And no to the school for just giving our kid and letting him buy lunch and rack up debt. I did not approve this purchase. And oh, by the way, he has peanut allergies. So he is the last kid that should be buying lunch willy-nilly as a five-year-old who is not communicating to those lunch men and women that he has peanut allergies. So we're trying to put the crack the hammer down on that. And it's led to a confusing group message of the teacher, and Nick is not a fan of a group message because I am like killing his vibe or his communication flow. So there you go. That's what I've got.
Wow. That was a lot.
I saved it all for the end. You're
that was
welcome.
That was a lot.
I didn't want any feedback on that. I just wanted to like share. But now I'm opening it up to you.
That wasn't for response. What was it? We're doing likes, and what was the other one?
Favorites and not so favorites.
Not so favorites. So not so favorites to cancer.
Not a, into that.
Not
cheers.
Not a great.
Cancer sucks.
Disease. Not a great thing that's happening. It's gotten to the point where it's always on within our family.
Yeah.
So much so that we're not even sure how to like respond to the peaks and valleys, but. It has peaked recently and that sucks. So, what was the word? Like dislike? What was it?
I said not so favorites.
Not so favorite. Yeah. It's probably a little bit stronger than that.
Yeah.
But that's definitely one. I think one of our favorites that we haven't talked about yet is, favorites to the Major League Soccer. And the great kind of end of season playoff run that we seem to be in.
We didn't talk about that.
We didn't. That's what I was about to say.
Messi.
We pulled like a little bit of vacation mode, Peterson.
We're just so adventurous.
We are
spontaneous. That's who we are.
We jumped in. We jumped in a car and drove down to Charlotte and took in a Miami game as they played Charlotte, and it was. Everything we could have hoped for from a soccer perspective, but also, you know, I think our family gets a lot from those moments. We go on adventures and, Anyway,
it's going to be adventurous. Yeah. Cheers to us.
So it's really, really exciting. Once in a lifetime opportunity to see, you know, one of the greatest players in the world. What was it? We like, and then we not so like?
Favorites and not so favorites. You don't have to keep flipping back and forth.
Sorry. Not so favorite.
However you want.
All my sports teams seem to be in the not so favorite category. The Kickers ended the season almost at the complete bottom. That wasn't great. Yikes. The Patriots are officially the worst team
in the whole league?
In the AFC.
Wow.
In fact, they're talking about firing Bill Belichick. So,
wow, that would be such a way to go out.
Such a big deal going on in my sports life right now.
I guess he's going to retire.
Our only shining hope is David and I are both fans of the Charleston Battery, which is in the Championship League.
What a name.
Yeah. Battery referring to the cannons.
Yeah, I think they need to change that.
well, I don't think they have to change it. No one's walking around the hood with a cannon. So that's exciting. They're in the finals for the championship. So
all right. Exciting. Go Charleston.
And then other than that,
go Palms.
I think likes. I would flip back over to like, favorites. I think I'm in search of some new sneakers, and I think. I think
you're
Jordans.
Always in search for a new. Did you just say Air Jordans?
Yeah, I think Jordans are going to make it. Yeah, so that's the search right now.
Wow, you're not supposed to be shopping for yourself before Christmas. Only I get to do that because you won't buy me the things that I want.
Okay, that was ridiculous.
Wow. I love how you just acted like this was the first time or like once in a blue moon you're on a search for a shoe. Anytime I peek over your shoulder, you're either looking at shoes or sports or Facebook videos.
It takes a long time to decide what shoe
really
you want.
It really does. I'm just trying to find a pair of pants I like. So I got a new package from Spanx I'm about to try out.
Gross.
I know. Every chest
age of
life. It
makes me so uncomfortable.
You can spank me on them.
All right.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Please leave a review and rate the podcast. Subscribe. Tell one friend, and we can grow this wonderful community. I almost said delicious. That was super weird. Thanks for hanging with us. Hope to be more consistent in the new year. Bye.
Peace.
Oh, mama in this. Oh, daddy in this. Oh, mama in this. Oh, daddy in this. Oh, mama in this whip. Oh, daddy in this whip. Oh, mama in this whip. Oh, daddy in this whip. We all mama. Up in this whip. We got that.